At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, my ungrateful young employee. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a relatively successful entrepreneur, and I have had a lot of help along the way. I believe in returning the favor and helping other minorities advance any way I can. To that end, about a year ago, I hired a 26-year-old black female that graduated at the top of her class. I set her up with an excellent starting salary and her own office. I noticed she was not much of a team player and worked better alone, and that was fine with me because she was very smart and didn't need a lot of direction. At times, I noticed that she lacks the emotional intelligence that is required in business, and it was hard for her to keep her game face on when she got flustered. Despite that, she's one of my best employees, so I added her to a global teams meeting that we have weekly. I'm impressed with how much she's advanced in 1 year, and so is the team. On the video call, one of our biggest investors acknowledged her as the newest member and congratulated her for being the youngest person to ever join the team. Surprisingly, she replied, "I appreciate that, but I've been doing way more than I was hired to do, and I'd like to discuss an increase in salary and a promotion." The call got quiet and everyone looked uneasy. She's been with me for 1 year and she was awarded the highest entry-level salary of anyone. I broke the silence by telling her that we'd have to discuss that later. I was appalled at her attitude and I would love to get her viewpoints on this. Do I allow
your viewpoints?
I would love to get your viewpoints on this. Do I allow her to grow with my company or turn my focus to one of my male interns that always has a great attitude and is willing to learn? Please advise. This is not personal, right? This is business. You said yourself, she's smart. She graduated at the top of her class. She's one of your best people at the job. How is she ungrateful? Can you not afford to give her a raise? I know you said you were relatively successful. I mean, but can you not afford to give her one if she's deserving and a promotion that she asked for? Is that it? If it is, I think you should say that, because I say let her be great. And don't get mad because she believes she deserves a raise. I mean, she is who she is. Her timing might be a bit off because you're judging how long she's been at the company and what you've done for her already, meaning you gave her, a big entry-level starting salary. But it sounds to me like she understands her value and her worth to this company, and she wants to be compensated for it. I'm not sure why you're so upset that she wants a raise. I think you said she's a valuable employee. You said that throughout the letter. She's young and hungry. She wants to get paid. You can talk to her and tell her this shouldn't have been discussed at that time if you like. But I like her confidence. I like her boldness. I like her fearlessness. Every company, I think, needs people like this. I think you should celebrate her. Like you said, get her viewpoint. You said get our viewpoints on this, but see where her head is too. On this situation, why she picked that moment to say it, I don't think there's a law against asking for a raise. And the alarming thing in the letter is that you said, should you turn your focus on your male interns that always have a great attitude and are willing to learn? What does that have to do with anything? Are you upset that she's a female and she asked for a raise? I mean, really, what are you really saying here? Steve, I think she deserves everything she should get. Steve?
My question is simple. My ungrateful young employee, is this a woman writing the letter or a man?
I assumed it was a man, but it might be a woman.
Was a man, too.
Yeah, I assumed it was a man.
So now, let me give you a peek inside the mind of a man. Because if this is a man, which I thought it was too, mm-hmm. something else is going on here. See, I read between the lines. You're a successful entrepreneur, had a lot of help along the way. You returned the favor and all this, mm-hmm. helping minorities any way you can. About a year ago, you hired a 26-year-old black female that graduated at the top of her class. You set her up with an excellent starting salary, her own office. I noticed she was not much of a team player, okay? That's usually not good. And she worked better alone, and that was fine with me because she's very smart and didn't need a lot of direction. Okay, so you let that go. At times, and here's the key to this whole letter.
Okay.
I noticed that she lacks the emotional intelligence that is required in business, and it's hard for her to keep her game face on when she's flustered. Okay, she's young, mm-hmm. but you gave her her own office. You gave her this great salary. She 26. So what was it, dog?
Yeah.
So now, you know, I'm just watching you now. Despite all of that, she's one of the best employees. So you added to her to a global team meeting we have weekly. She's advanced. You impressed by the advance. On one video call, one of our biggest investors acknowledged her, newest member, congratulated her for being the youngest person to ever join the team. And then she replied, I appreciate that, but I've been doing way more than I was hired to do, and I'd like to discuss an increase in salary and promotion.
And the problem is...
What?
Hang on. Part two of your response is coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's subject, my ungrateful young employee. We'll get back into it right after this. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, my ungrateful young employee.
So now it's a woman that wrote the letter. We just learned this on the commercial break from people who pulled the Strawberry Letter. So it's a woman, which don't change much. You hired this black female. You've been a successful entrepreneur. You try to give back to minorities, help them move along. You hired his sister, 26-year-old black female, graduated top of her class. You set up with an excellent starting salary in her own office. Noticed she wasn't much of a team player. She worked better alone and was fine because she's very smart and don't need a lot of direction. That's what you said. But to me, here is, again, the whole meat behind this letter. At times, I noticed that she lacks the emotional intelligence that is required in business, and it's hard for her to keep her game face on when she gets flustered. Atypical sign of a young person. She's just young. She's young. She don't know the game face. She lacks the emotional business intelligence. Okay, I got it. Now, despite that, she's one of your best employees. Okay, so obviously you need some more employees. So I added her to a global team meeting that we had weekly. You're just impressed with how much she's advanced in 1 year, and so is the team. Everybody's impressed with her. But on the video call, one of your biggest investors acknowledged her as the newest member and congratulated her for being the youngest person to ever join the team. And this was her response. You say, surprisingly, I appreciate that, but I've been doing way more than I was hired to do, and I'd like to discuss an increase in salary and a promotion. The call got quiet. Everybody looked uneasy. You know why? Because this person that lacks the emotional intelligence that is required in business, and it's hard for her to keep her game face on when she flustered. She flustered and frustrated after a year working, and now she let it blurt out. On the global team call? That's how you thought it was the best way to get a raise? Are you kidding me? You put everybody on the phone call uneasy. She has been with me for 1 year, and she was awarded the highest entry-level salary of anyone. And then you broke the silence by telling her that we'd have to discuss that later. And you know why you had to tell her? Because then you say, I was appalled at her attitude. Well, why are you surprised? You said that she lacks the emotional intelligence that is required in business, and it's hard for her to keep her game face on when she gets flustered. She got flustered. She cracked. She figured, nah, I'm asked for a raise right after these compliments. On a global team. That's stupid. See, this lack of emotional intelligence in business is how you make business. Because what I've learned in business is not always the smartest people. Mm-hmm. It's the best people to work with. Mm-hmm. She don't work well with others. She works best by herself. You know, I can't have this crazy person talking in big meetings for me because they don't work well with others. Mm-hmm. And then she blew it. Now, she says, I would love to get your viewpoint on this. Do I allow her to grow with my company or turn my focus to one of my male interns that always has a great attitude and willing to learn? I don't think it's a matter of turning your attention to anybody. I think your determination has to be, is this person worth continuing on with? First of all, I would point out to her the absurdness and the ridiculousness of you popping off at a global meeting asking for a raise. You're selfish.
Hey, Steve, I want to ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
When is a good time to ask for a raise? It doesn't
when you're
like
not on the global team call.
But it doesn't seem like there's ever a good time. That's my point.
It's any time's I mean? A good time to ask for a raise. If you ask for an appointment to see your boss, you have every right to go and ask for a raise. I ain't knocking her wanting a raise. Mm-hmm. I'm knocking the way she went about doing it. You do that in corporate America.
It's
shut
timing.
A meeting down for
timing.
Your selfish.
I said that. Yeah, it's.
Are
not.
You
I just
stupid?
Want people to know.
But no, wait a minute. Are you stupid? And now you done threw out this here in front of everybody else. Like ain't nobody else at the company working hard. So now you got people looking at you sideways, which she don't care because she don't work well with others.
Mm-hmm. She don't give a darn.
Look. Pull her to the side and say, listen, there are no raises at this point. You were given the highest entry levels, and you've only been here for a year. This is where the company is right now, and I understand something. Now, you have to put your time in. Sometimes young people want it all right now.
Top of the food chain.
A lot of times.
Immediately.
Now, this woman that built this company, she ain't got no idea how long it took to build. And I'm going to tell you from firsthand experience, what I can't stand doing, and I've been working and building my company, and you come in because you see me making this, you want this too. Well, that ain't how this work, homie. Yeah.
Well, nobody
partner.
Gets paid what they're worth.
No.
Anywhere.
I don't think that. No. All right.
When
post
can
your
we
comments.
Meet with you?
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.